Yes.
Oh boy, here we go.
Not very long. This is great.
Record it.
Scootaloo woke up that morning with a gleeful expression on her face. It was her day off from school, and she had planned for this the whole week. She quickly ate breakfast and trotted out to the beach. When she got there, she proceeded to collect a few crabs with a bug net she had borrowed from Fluttershy, shook them around for a while, and then put the crabs down. She sat on them.
Yeek!
She squealed in delight as the crabs... I can't do that very well. Refusing to let go of her plump but tiny ass as her wings started to unfurl themselves. Rainbow Dash was doing her daily patrol of the area surrounding Ponyville to make sure that no pony harmed themselves without being able to get help. She heard a faint yelp from far away and hurried to where she had heard the sound originate. Scootaloo was starting to pant heavily from the pinches as she rubbed herself between her hind legs frantically. Scootaloo, are you okay? Scootaloo stood up clumsily too quickly and stumbled forward from her startled, now red bottom, raised upwards with a few crabs still pinching at it. What are you doing? Rainbow Dash landed beside Scootaloo as she looked over the situation. She had seen Scootaloo sit down from behind, but she had made unnatural squeals and whimper, so she must have been in pain. Scootaloo, still panting, tried to shift herself so that Rainbow Dash would not see her. It was too late. Why are crabs pinching you, and why are you... Rainbow Dash started, but realized quickly what was... Oh, sorry, Scoots. I just thought you were in danger, and I thought I... She was quickly interrupted by Scootaloo. Rainbow Dash, can you promise not to tell anyone about this? Sure, Dash answered. But why would you do this in the first place anyways? Scootaloo was again pinched by one of the crabs, but this time it had gone for her netherlips, and she came right then. Scootaloo and Rainbow Dash were making their way to Dash's cloud home, after having had a short discussion of why Scootaloo liked pain so much. I still can't believe you just didn't laugh at me like I was crazy, Rainbow Dash. Dash chuckled. Kid, I know a bunch of more weird stuff than just enjoying a bit of pain. Take Pinkie Pie, for example. She enjoys her sweets so much she breaks herself private.
Shut your mouth. He's trying to read.
Into her enema. Enema? Scootaloo asked. I think it's better if you get a bit older before you hear about stuff like that. Oh, and we're already here. Dash opened the big blue door and walked inside, prompting Scootaloo to sit on her sofa as she went upstairs.
Meanwhile, elsewhere.
Oh, it tickles.
The enema was starting to fill up Pinkie Pie's ass. This is going to be the best pink batter ever once it comes out again. I'm so tasted. Scootaloo slumped down on the couch and found it to be a lot more comfortable than regular sofas. She heard Rainbow Dash rummaging through something upstairs. She had never been inside Dash's home before, and she was quite amazed at the vast amount of trophies and awards Dash had around. But she didn't have time to look closer at them, as Rainbow Dash was trotting down the stairway with a sly grin on her face.
You like my trophies?
Yeah, you have a lot of them. Scootaloo looked over on Dash's trophies again.
You are really the best.
Rainbow Dash nibbled on Scootaloo's neck, biting down occasionally to leave red marks.
Rainbow Dash, what are you doing?
Dash licked upwards until she roots Scootaloo's ear. Bit on it and whimpered. You look so cute when you squeal. She picked up Scootaloo and started to fly towards her bedroom upstairs, still biting and nibbling over Scootaloo's neck, occasionally pecking her on the cheek. Scootaloo was put down in front of quite a large piece of machinery seen before. It had straps made to hold ponies in place, and a device with a plus and a minus button on it.
Oh, shit.
What's that?
She asked. This? It's my most prized toy. You want to try it out? Dash answered.
What does it do?
Holy
Scootaloo walked around it, looking over the big toy. Trust me, you'll like it. Now come on, I have to strap you into it. Scootaloo was strapped on tightly, and Rainbow Dash picked out a large battery that she had connected to the device. This might hurt a little, okay? Dash said, mostly to tease the little filly. She put on a pair of clamps on Scootaloo's teats making her yelp loudly. Do you like that? Scootaloo only nodded in response. Then you'll like this more. Rainbow Dash pressed the plus button once, and light electricity coursed through Scootaloo's teeth. Scootaloo clapped and jerking her. How about that? Rainbow Dash had a large smile on her face, while Scootaloo grinning. I guess you want some more then. She pressed the plus button again. After several minutes of practically periodically ramping up the electricity, Scootaloo was now completely lost in pleasure. Her mane was frazzled and she was drooling. Hey, Scoots, heads up. Rainbow Dash put on a glove. What are you? Dash put on a third clamp, this time on Scootaloo's clit. Scootaloo could no longer control herself as she came several times, screaming in bliss. This is the finale, okay? She pressed the plus button one more time, setting it to max. Scootaloo cramped again, her hips jerking as she lost control of her bowels and started peeing and shitting all over Dash's floor. Dash lubed up her hoof and prodded Scootaloo's ass as she was still pooping. Dash, I hoof me hard. Rainbow Dash obliged, rubbed around Scootaloo's clit a bit to get her hoof more slick, and shoved it into her ass.
What the?
Yes. it's so good. Dash's hoof was getting matted with poop, licking it off occasionally as she kept pushing further inside Scootaloo's tight ass. After a few minutes, Dash turned the machine off and unstrapped Scootaloo from the machine. Did you have fun? She had set Scootaloo down on the newly soiled floor. Yeah, I did. She was starting to grind against the floor, rubbing her feces against her butt, grinding her shit-covered hoof against her clitoris. Oh, so you still have some fight left in you, huh? Dash turned around and rubbed her ass against Scootaloo's face as she started lapping away, prodding Rainbow Dash pucker. It tasted sweet and spicy. You're apparently hungry for more. So have all that you want. Dash started to squeeze out a turd into Scootaloo's eager mouth, swallowing all that she could with that trickling, delicious taste filling up her senses, the occasional bits falling down, staining her body. Scootaloo loved it. She was shoving her tongue into Dash's asshole in between the shit to get as much of the taste as possible. When Dash has finished pooping, she turned around again and started making out with Scootaloo, savoring the moment for a long time and playing around with the bits Scootaloo had not yet swallowed. After fooling around for a while, and they had it for Dash's bathroom. As they entered her bathroom, Rainbow Dash was still licking at Scootaloo, cleaning up what remained of the poop. Hey, Rainbow Dash. Scootaloo was looking at her with the most adorable eyes, Rainbow Dash had thought. Can you pee on me? Her voice trailing off. Sure, kiddo. Let me get into position. Scootaloo did as she was told. And once she opened her eyes again, she was staring into Dash's dripping cunt. She opened her mouth as Dash was starting to piss. Most of it got on her face or on her body, or on her belly, but she didn't mind. She was enjoying it far too much to care. Rainbow Dash suddenly planted her butt on top of Scootaloo's face again, this time so she could reach Dash's pussy. She licked away with great vigor, sucking on her clit from time to time until Dash finally came. Exhausted, she lay down next to Scootaloo, their hind legs crossing against the two ground against each other lazily.
Looking shitpost for how they look like.
Yeah, kiddo. I love you. I love me too. Hey, don't joke around like that. Sorry, Scoots. She kissed her. I love you too.
So last.
Was it Kino?
No, it wasn't.
So was it Kino?
Found a great one. Okay.